Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is John Eidsmo. He has been on several times to tell us about what's happening with Chief Justice Roy Moore of Alabama, who has been suspended from his job because of, he would say, political persecution. And John Eidsmo, by the way, is a retired law professor, and he's also the author of Christianity and the Constitution, plus a multi-volume series called The Historical and Theological Foundation of Law. If anybody knows about law, it is John Eidsmo. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry, and I have to say I'm wearing a different hat today because tonight I leave for duty with the Mississippi State Guard, where I'm serving as a colonel and chaplain.
Okay, excellent. And let me go ahead and timestamp this interview. This interview is being recorded on Tuesday afternoon, April 25. And the significance of that is, as we talk about Chief Justice Roy Moore, perhaps by the time this actually airs, there'll be some new information about Chief Justice Moore. But for right now, let's deal with what we know. Unfortunately, he's been suspended from his job, and last week that suspension was affirmed, unfortunately. So, first of all, for those who've been in a cave in the last year or so, tell us about the story itself briefly, and then we'll get into what's happened lately.
Well, Jerry, we've had problems here in Alabama in all three branches of government. The Speaker of the House was removed because of a felony conviction for corruption. The governor resigned in the face of impeachment because of morality and corruption. And the Chief Justice has been suspended from office for upholding traditional marriage and upholding the Constitution. So, very different things. And anyway, here's what the story is really all about. It comes back to the fact that Chief Justice Moore strongly believes that the federal government's role, according to the Constitution, is to be a limited role, and that various things like whether to display the Ten Commandments in the judicial building or how to define marriage are the province of the states, not the federal government, and certainly not the federal courts. And back around 2003, he was removed from his position as Chief Justice because he refused to follow an order from a federal judge, an order that we believe was not only constitutionally wrong, but was a violation of states' rights as well, in order that he remove a Ten Commandments monument. As I say, we think the order was wrong, number one, because we don't believe the Establishment Clause prohibits the display of the moral foundation of law, the Ten Commandments, and number two, because we believe that that issue is legitimately decided by the states and not the federal government. But in 2012, the people placed Chief Justice Moore back in office as Chief Justice. He was elected at that time. And this is right about the time that the drive around the nation, the drive that took place mainly in the courts for same-sex marriage, was sweeping sweeping the federal courts, who I don't think spoke for the people on that. But after a federal judge had ruled that that Alabama's Sanctity of Marriage Amendment, an amendment that the people of Alabama adopted by 81% of the vote in 2006, a federal judge ruled that that was unconstitutional, the Alabama Supreme Court issued a ruling on March 3rd of 2015, a 6-vote decision with one concurring vote.
Oh, you mean it wasn't even 6-1? It was 6. It was 7. Well,
the one, as I recall, the one was a concurrence, not a dissent, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
But anyway, Chief Justice Moore had recused from that. It wasn't even in that vote. But anyway, they ruled that that federal court decision was not binding on the states, and in fact, they had a very firm ground for doing this. The U.S. Supreme Court itself had said in 2013, Johnson versus Williams, that decisions of lower federal courts are not binding on state courts, and that following a different interpretation was not the same thing as defiance. That's exactly what the Alabama Supreme Court said here, just like the U.S. Supreme Court had said only a few years earlier.
Huh.
Well, then in May, rather in June of 2015, the Supreme Court issued its Obergefell decision.
The U.S. Supreme Court.
The decision. Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
The U.S. Supreme Court issued its same-sex marriage
decision. U.S. Supreme Court issued the Obergefell decision, in which they ruled 5-4 that same-sex marriage is a constitutional right, even though they couldn't find it anywhere in the Constitution.
Right. In fact, if I could just interrupt you real fast, John Roberts, Chief Justice, who disagreed with that decision, even said, look, anybody who even likes the results of this, the net effect of this decision, must recognize this has nothing to do whatsoever with the U.S. Constitution. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's absolutely correct. And here's the other interesting thing, too. We say that was an illegitimate decision for another reason, and that's that two of those five who voted with the majority should not have been hearing the case.
Right.
They had a duty to recuse themselves because they had personally performed same-sex marriages.
Wow.
I'm talking about Justice Ginsburg and Justice Kagan.
Right.
Had they been off the court, the vote would have been 4-3 to sustain the circuit court, which would have upheld the right of the states to prohibit same-sex marriage. Anyway, so then the question came, well, does that overrule the Alabama decision? And several of the state probate judges who are responsible for issuing marriage licenses had petitioned the court, asking the court to clarify, is your order of March still in effect, or is that now dissolved by this Obergefell decision? The Alabama Supreme Court sat on that for about 9 months, as I recall, before issuing a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, as judges are wondering what to do and clerks are wondering what to do, Chief Justice Moore, who under the Alabama Constitution is responsible for the administration of justice in this state, issued an administrative order in which he simply said that the order of the Alabama Supreme Court has not been dissolved or has not been repudiated. It is still in effect. Didn't say what the probate judges should do, just saying that the order is still in effect. Well, the Alabama Supreme Court finally acted, and in their action, they just dismissed the various motions that had been filed, but they themselves did not dissolve their previous order. Anyway, so because of what Chief Justice Moore had done, the Southern Poverty Law Center and a few others filed ethics complaints, and claiming all of the complaints were going down to one thing, that he had defied a federal judge, he had put the judiciary in disrepute by defying a federal judge, and so on. And the Court of the Judiciary agreed, and they suspended Chief Justice Moore from office. Now, they couldn't remove him, because to remove him required a unanimous vote, and they didn't have a unanimous vote. So what they did was they suspended him, and for the remainder of his term, which was a little more than 2 more years, and that was in effect worse than removing him from office, because if he was removed, then he'd be free to run for another office or open a law practice or do something like that. But because he is suspended, he is still technically Chief Justice.
Wow.
And as Chief Justice, he is still under the prohibitions that apply to state judges, that they cannot engage in law practice, they can't run for other offices and the like. So he is under all of those restrictions, but is not allowed to serve as a judge and is suspended without pay. Now, not many of us could afford to be suspended from our jobs without pay for more than 2 years, but that's the position that he has been in. He appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court. The justices, they're recused, and a group of retired judges were assembled to be an ad hoc Alabama Supreme Court. Chief Justice Moore last week planned a press conference, and that was scheduled for 1:30 on, I believe it was last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. April 19th.
And the purpose of the press conference was to call upon the court to act, saying, you have waited way too long on this. I am suffering a hardship. The people of Alabama are wondering what's going on here. It is time for you to act on this case. And this press conference was scheduled weeks in advance. It was well publicized. 45 minutes before the press conference was to begin, The Alabama Supreme Court released its opinion. We are absolutely convinced that their decision to release it at that time was political. They could have released it much earlier and didn't. They could have waited until afterward and did it. Didn't. They did it 45 minutes before, knowing that would not give us time to read that 67-page decision. But nevertheless, in that situation, we simply pointed out the political timing of this and the political nature of the whole thing. And anyway, so that's where things stand right now.
So is he...
What the plans are going to be for the future, I'm not in a position to say at this point.
Okay, so he's basically... He's out of a job, and yet technically he's still the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, correct?
That's right. He is out of a job, but he is also prohibited from finding another one.
Well, that's absurd. I mean, he can't even, what's he supposed to do? Go on one of those curbs and, you know, hold up a sign, will work for food. Oh, can't even work for food. I mean, it's just...
Or will judge for food or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it will adjudicate for food. I mean, it's so cruel. It's beyond cruel and unusual punishment. And it's like, okay, thou shalt bow thy knee to political correctness or thou shalt be punished in today's milieu.
Well, absolutely. And here's the point that I would make on this, is that this is political persecution. And this has nothing to do with ethics. They bring this as ethics complaints, but it has nothing to do with ethics. What it has to do with is a difference in political, constitutional, and judicial philosophy. The question of the relation between the federal government and the states and between the federal courts and the state courts was an issue. It was even an issue back in the colonies. It was an issue at the Constitutional Convention. It was an issue for the many early decades of our constitutional history of our republic. And to what extent a federal court may bind state courts is still a matter for debate. Now, the position Chief Justice Moore has taken on this, granted it would be a minority view among the judicial and the academic law school community today, it may not be a minority among the American people. It certainly is not a majority or a minority opinion among the people of Alabama. And the way to handle a constitutional dispute of that nature is to litigate it, to argue it, to take it to the elections, to the polls, and we elect our judges here in Alabama, so that's the place to handle this. But that's not the way that the opponents of Chief Justice Moore, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and others want to do that because they know if they did, they'd lose.
Rather, what
they seek to do is to silence anybody that does not share their view of the Constitution by removing them from office, and that is effectively what they've done here.
Wow. Okay, we have about a minute left, and I want to ask you about this. You said earlier that Roy Moore has been accused of defying the orders of a federal judge. Wouldn't it be that he's defied the orders of the Supreme Court, or just clarify that, if you would, in the time that remains?
The question as to whether or not a state judge can defy the order of a Supreme Court is a more complicated issue. And the question, though, is he never told the probate judges that you must not obey Obergefell, you must obey the Alabama court. He simply said in his administrative order that the order of the Alabama Supreme Court remains in effect. And in fact, shortly thereafter, Federal Judge Grenade, in an order, said that she had a need to make a further order on this because the order of the Alabama Supreme Court of March 3, 2015 is still in effect. She said the same thing. That's all he said. He did not tell the probate judges to disobey the U.S. Supreme Court. He simply set out the state of the law.
Wow. All right. A great injustice has been done. Morallaw.org for more information. John Eidsmo, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on this. God bless you, sir.
Thank you as always, Jerry.
Okay. Bye-bye now.